In Fiji, we used to once have a public works department which was allocated about $40-60 million a year to look after all the roads and all that. And new roads were paid for on a specific basis. And then when these guys realized the economy wasn't growing between 2007 to 2011, the Bainimarama government suddenly bumped up the infrastructure spending to $500 million, $600 million a year. And of course, there were all these companies that suddenly came in. Instead of a public works department to work and managing all the money, suddenly you had this company, MWH, which allegedly then looked after all the roads and things. But they still were hiring a Fiji Roads Authority, of course, I mean, to do all the work, who were hiring other consultants. So, I think there was such a massive amount of money flowing around. It's natural for commercial companies like MWH to say, oh, well, I think we can give our full bills and things, and maybe be a bit on the generous. And it's up to the Fiji government people to make sure that when they agree to contracts and things, that the contracts are tight.
But what about the way the Fiji government has handled this issue? Clearly, there's a dispute between MWH and the Fiji Roads Authority about bills. But what actually happened was two MWH expatriate managers were deported from the country without any explanation. Is that the way to handle these things?
Well, look at it. First principles, right? If there's a disagreement between a private commercial company and the people and the client, if you disagree, there are dispute mechanisms in the contract. You go to court and you settle it. And you don't arbitrarily, send a couple of people out of the country. Now, I wouldn't say in the public, I think, would have been very, very, very worried, when the Cyclone Winston came around, 6 months ago, that MWH, donated $1 million to Bainimarama's Hurricane Relief Fund. And for a private company, which is not a welfare organization, to do that, well, I think a lot of eyebrows were raised. Why are they doing this? And I suspect that given that the MWH has been disputing with the government over the payment of the invoice, they might have been hoping, okay, let's give them $1 million for the hurricane relief, and these people will just settle up the invoices with no questions asked. Now, the thing is that if there's a disagreement, it's not the right thing to send people packing without going through due process, without going through the legal processes. And it's sending the wrong signals to foreign investors. It's sending the wrong signals to foreign contractors. And people will not come to Fiji to take up contracts with the government if they think that this is the kind of thing that can happen if there's a disagreement. So basically what will happen is that all the discount rates for projects in Fiji will increase and all the costs of doing business in Fiji will increase. Not good for the Fiji economy.
Well, MWH have now basically pulled a lot more of their expatriate workers out, and it's pretty clear that they're very unhappy. They mention the phrase non-payment of invoices in their statement. This is not a good look for Fiji, regardless of who may or may not be wrong or right in this argument. It's not good for the country to have a large multinational company do this.
No, it isn't. And it points to a terrible weakness in the Fiji government, which is that the Bainimarama government imposed a 55-year retirement rule, a few years ago, and all the experienced people were basically sent packing. And unfortunately, when the young people are promoted way beyond their capacity, then what you end up with is a government which is unable to make good, sound judgments on whether contracts they're signing are good or not. Quite clearly, belatedly, they have found that the invoices they're receiving, is way, way too high, considering the amount of work that has been done. But you would think that there would be processes in the contract to make sure that you don't get to the stage where, oh, gee, we're being charged a bit too much. So clearly, government, the Fiji government, is at fault over here. And I suspect this will all end up in the courts.